Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
And I'm Jeff.
This is the second episode, Jeff.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we didn't get canceled by me.
That's good. I'm glad you saw the potential in this show.
I did. Hey, want to hear something real weird?
I absolutely
so
do.
So you know last week when we were talking about trying to get sponsors and just being real slutty, dirty whores about it?
Yeah, I'm still with that.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that thanks to my ingenuity, my creativity, my good looks, my charm, and above all else, my humility, I actually have us a sponsor.
That is beautiful news right
yeah.
there.
Just when you thought that nobody would pay us to talk about crap after the verbal diarrhea that was episode one.
Yep.
I got it. Quick question for you. Do you back up your computer?
I don't.
You're a giant sack of shit. You're a horrible human being. But you're also just like 25% of other people who are giant silly heads who lose their data. You know how you could not lose your data?
How?
By backing your shit up.
You know, I've lost my data.
I've worked in IT where people were like expecting backups for free.
Yeah.
That's not how backups work.
It's not how it works at
all. Not even a little bit. And then you got people that are like, you know, just doing, you know, regular backups to a hard drive. What if your house goes on fire? What are you going to do then?
You're kinda screwed. Kind of screwed.
It's doomed. You know what you should do?
What is that?
You should sign up for Backblaze.
Backblaze?
Backblaze. First of all, great name.
It's a beautiful name. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's an online backup service, Jeff. They back up your stuff to the internet.
Nice. Off-site.
Off-site. Look at you with your technical. It's like you're no longer an Amish person.
That's true. I'm welcome back to the world, huh?
It's true.
Thank you, Backblaze.
So here's the deal. And I actually use Backblaze, so I'm not talking crap here.
That's good.
This is how you do things. You download this app, it just constantly backs your crap up for $5 a month per computer.
Really?
That's it. Unlimited data.
Unlimited data.
Unlimited data. I've got my iMac backing up to there, and it's like 3 terabytes for $5 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't even know how they're still in business, but I'm really happy that they are.
Yeah, that's good. Good for them.
Hey, Dave, do you back up your stuff?
Yes.
What a lying whore. He doesn't back up anything.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't.
The only thing he backs up is dad ass.
He does. I was going to say the same exact thing. He's known for backing dad ass up.
It's true. So if I told you that you could back up your stupid crap, and I'm talking both your stupid crap and like pictures of your children.
Right.
Important financial documents, stuff you're working on, and in Dave's case, weird pornography.
Weird.
Real weird. Like crazy Japanese tentacle stuff. Loves it. $5 a month. You'd do it.
And honestly, I would do it in a heartbeat. Matter of fact, I will.
Yeah, you should.
No, I absolutely will because, you know, you don't even realize the photos that you take now.
Yeah.
Take gigs worth of photos.
It's ridiculous.
And not even realize.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll lose them all. Your hard drive crashes. Your computer's stolen.
And you remember. Remember my last Mac that I had? The computer just kind of hit the skids on me, and that was it. You know, thankfully then I did have a backup, but it was only a local backup.
Yeah.
It was another hard drive. It was a USB hard drive that could have failed.
Yeah.
And done the exact same thing.
Absolutely. Exact same thing. So now if I told you that you could get 15 days of this for free just by going to nearlycoherent.link/backblaze, what would you say?
I would say that's exactly how I'm signing up.
You're damn right it is. Dave, you should sign up that way too. Hey, thumbs up. Dave, the weird tentacle porn lover.
No, for $5 a month, though, it's silly. It's honestly
it's ridiculous.
Silly not to.
I have everybody signed up on this.
Yeah.
My entire family. This way I don't have to deal with their I lost crap things.
See, and now thanks to your friends at the Nearly Coherent Podcast, you get 15 days for free.
You do get 15 days for free, and you help support us talking like a bunch of assholes.
That's true.
Which is the gift that keeps on giving.
Listen, people, that is the right thing to do. I feel like it's a win-win for all you folks out there.
It's true. Keeps us in burritos. Keeps Dave in whatever level of employment we consider him.
Full-time.
Full-time. Yeah. Full-time employee. No
He's
benefits.
A full-time volunteer, folks.
His $10.99 is just going to be $3. It's going to be great. So, once again, go to nearlycoherent.link Backblaze.
You got to do it. Got to do the right thing.
Get 15 days for free. $5 a month for unlimited data backup.
That's a beautiful thing.
Don't be as stupid.
No, do it now. Don't be as stupid.
That should be their new tagline.
I hope so.
Don't be as stupid.
Folks,
use Backblaze.
At Backblaze, put that right there.
We got you.
Right on your homepage. Hey, don't be as stupid.
Why don't we do a podcast?
That sounds like a plan.
I hear it gets better this week.
That's the word on the street. Can't get worse.
High bar to clear.
Yep.
All right, let's do this thing.
Let's get it on.
Doing, Jeff?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Delicious.
Very excited to see you guys.
Excited to see you.
It's nice.
You know who I'm not excited to see?
Who?
Nobody. Everybody here is important to me.
That's very nice to hear.
See, I bet you Dave thought I was going to say something terrible about him, but you know what?
I thought it was going to be Dave, too, because you already told me you were excited to see me. I was like, oh, tough break, Dave.
yeah. Good time. So, how was your Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was nice. Mm-hmm. It was very non-romantic, though. My wife and I were cleaning the house all day, getting things set up, because my uncle came to town, and we were going to have my folks and my uncle and my brother and his family over the house. So we did that. It was a nice thing we did for my mom. So I figured she's our number one fan here at Nearly Coherent, so I might as well do something nice
it's
for
true.
Her.
It's true.
But it was good. It was good.
I just want to let you know that the minute you said your uncle came over, I was just going to jump in and be like, that's code for anal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. Teresa, it is not. I did not tell them anything about that. I know that that is a no-no if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not.
Yeah. Probably not.
She was not happy about my comments about her and the kids from the last session that we did. She's like, that's what you think of us? I'm like, well, I mean.
Did you tell her you forgot how many children you had?
I did.
She's that was your first mistake.
She's like, three? What the fuck? I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mess. Reason I asked you about your Valentine's Day, my Valentine's Day was super exciting.
I was going to ask yeah. you when you made the uncle and anal comment and threw my shit right off.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
As you know, nobody loves me.
I do.
Well, okay. And our producer Dave also raising his hand saying he loves me, which I appreciate both of you, but neither of you have the sort of boobs I'm looking for. Well,
I'm significantly closer, though.
Yeah, Dave, you definitely don't have the right boobs. You could work on it, though. Eat a couple more burritos, bro. Get some carbs in you.
Yeah.
So I went to go see Deadpool on Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was weird because I hate Deadpool as a character, primarily because he's overused in everything, and the people that I know that like him annoy the shit out of me.
Is it like the not comic book fan that thinks they're a comic book fan?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the people that are like, I love comics because I've read Deadpool twice. I'm like, no, stop.
How long has he been around?
He's been around since the 90s. He's okay. One of the quintessential 90s characters. That's why he's got 9,000 pouches on him, because that was just 90s comic book characters.
Yeah, that's true.
He got real pouchy.
Even real people in the 90s were pouched up pretty,
yeah. It was
pretty
all,
heavily.
All pouches and trench coats
yeah.
back in that day. So I went to go see it, and because everybody I know knows I hate Deadpool, I went by myself.
Okay.
And I made sure that, you know, like, I didn't want to run into anybody who would know me. So I went to a theater that's completely out of the way. I went wearing sunglasses. I went wearing a hat. I went wearing a overcoat that I had the collar pop. It was like I was going to go see a porno.
Yeah.
In the
70s.
I like,
real serious,
I like really just went deep. I didn't talk to anybody. I bought the ticket online. I was just like, here you go. Walk in, sit in the back so nobody can find me.
You really went like Pee Wee Herman style.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
to see this.
If I was arrested for touching myself inappropriately, everyone would look at the picture and be like, yeah, that's what that guy looks like.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's the guy who's not allowed within 1,000 feet of a school. yeah, so I went to go see that. It was really shockingly good, though.
That's good.
I'm glad you liked it. Really weirded out by how much I enjoyed that movie.
Well, I actually went to see it as well. And, you know, I'm not like a huge movie guy.
You're not.
I love the superhero movies. You know, it's real nice escapism. And fortunately for the past few years, I think on the whole, they've been pretty good. So yeah. I went to see this. Went with a group of my friends and I loved it. You know, Deadpool is not one of the comics that I know more about. You know, most of the other ones I know about because you've gotten me into them.
Yeah.
You know? But I have to agree. I thought it was a great time. I really thought that the casting was pretty spot yeah. on. Like, you know.
I mean, if you had told me that Van Wilder would make a fantastic Deadpool, I'd be like, yeah, you know, you're totally right. And if you told me that he would make a awful Green Lantern, I'd also go, you're also correct.
Spot on.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that Green Lantern was unwatchable.
I was going through a couple of years ago when they had the Twitter archives that you could go through and see all your tweets from like the start of the service. Apparently, I said I liked Green Lantern because I guess I was on drugs.
A terrible mistake by
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I would like to go back and delete it, but it's archived by the Library of Congress, so I haven't.
Is it really?
Yeah. Everything that's on Twitter is archived by the Library of Congress, which means I have written a lot of dick jokes to the Library of Congress.
You're going to have congressmen just stealing your dick jokes left yeah. and right?
As they're just taking pictures of their wieners.
And you know they'll never give you any credit.
Of course not.
Congressmen never give credit for stolen dick jokes.
Stupid bastards.
Sons of bitches. Liars. Let's not get too political yeah. on episode two.
I mean, we already took a really hard stand on librarians.
Fuck them. Still. Yeah. We still, you know, it's unwavering in our hatred for librarians.
It's true. But. It's true. I'm worried that we're going to get a lot of hate mail from them, though. But it's all going to be letters just to go, shh.
It's going to be handwritten letters.
Yeah, it is.
I don't. We don't have an address. We don't have to worry about it. It'll just die in a box somewhere in the post office.
You can organize them with the Dewey Decimal System.
Ooh. Dewey Decimal System letters.
Do you guys remember anything about the Dewey Decimal System?
I remember that it was made by somebody whose name was Dewey, and he had a lot of free time, in a sense.
Yeah, too much, maybe.
Yeah, 100%.
Why not just alphabetize shit?
Like, seriously.
Just alphabetize everything. Wouldn't that have been so much simpler? When I was in middle school, do you remember when library was a class?
I do.
Like, oh, it's Wednesday, I have
so
library.
Dumb.
Yeah. So we had library, you know, once a week or whatever it was. And one of the things that we did, and I think it was in sixth grade, but they showed this like series that taught you about the Dewey Decimal System.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Riveting television.
It was called Tomes and Talismans. And it's just, honestly, just as good as it sounds right now. But I highly suggest, if you get the chance, I don't even know if you can find it on YouTube. And I'm sure you can find it somewhere in the bowels of the World Wide Web. But
in the late 21st century, Earth is overcrowded and polluted. An alien race from the dark star solar system called the Wipers, who look human, start to colonize the planet, but go about destroying communication and data technology. In 2117, humans start to evacuate the planet for a place called the White Crystal Solar System. That's crack. Was there a lot of crack jokes in this?
To be honest with you, I was too young. I wouldn't have known. Didn't even know what crack was. You meant butt crack.
You shouldn't have white crystals in your butt. I mean, I'm not here to judge. If that's what you're into, go for it. You know, whatever. I wanted to make sure I was clear on that just for you.
I hear you.
Yeah. After the anal joke before, right. I want to let you know, whatever you want to do with your butthole,
is it
A-okay
an anal joke or an uncle joke?
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's how I roll. In 2123, the last of the humans are getting ready to evacuate. Really? It takes them that long to... This already sounds horrible.
It's terrible.
Meanwhile, a group of librarians, led by Ms. Bookhart...
Yep.
Have built an underground library to protect all human knowledge from the Wipers. Again, another butt thing.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of butt. There's a lot of butt and
crack
butt-ish references in there. Here's my favorite part of that description.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, when you explained that the Wipers were a human, that they looked like humans.
Yeah.
The whole reason they did that is so they didn't have to buy costumes yeah. because this is a direct-to-video. You know, library miniseries. I'm sure they weren't working with the biggest budget.
That's true. Yeah, no, they probably had 47. There was 13 episodes.
Yeah.
That's the same number of episodes as Fuller House. This sounds better, to be honest. But
there's no way.
Really?
There's no way. I haven't watched Fuller House yet.
You lucky bastard.
I absolutely will, and I bet money I absolutely love it. I bet money. I love it.
I got to be honest with you. I'm really hoping you don't.
Why would you hope that?
Because it was not good. Dave and I sat through it on Friday. We spent 6 hours straight watching. We stopped for lunch, obviously, because you know, there's only so much punishment you can take before you know, you want to just jump in front of a bus. But yeah, that's not a good show.
No. You didn't like, though, the original.
I had forgotten how much I didn't like the original.
See, I love the original. I still watch the original.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's on Nick at Night all the time. I watch it with my son.
Okay.
Like, if he can't sleep or something like that, he loves Full House. And I know... So put it this way. There's certain shows that you can't watch with your kids around. And I, not even, like, the real, like, crazy shit, but... There's just regular shows you can't watch, like even sitcoms, because of the subject matter and this and that. I don't need my, you know, son finding out about all that stuff yet. So Full House is actually a good alternative because, hey, listen, if I'm not going to watch that, what am I watching? I'm watching some bullshit cartoon, you know, that it's too kiddie. I just can't stand it. So this is kind of like a happy medium still. But I still love the show. I love the Tanner family. I think the show is great. And what I'm hoping for is that I love Fuller House even more because now Stephanie Tanner is smoking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. She has got extremely good assets.
I've seen.
There's an episode where she's in a silver dress that I would have married her.
See?
Right then and there.
And I loved her when I was little. She's only like 2 years older than us.
That's phenomenal.
I think. Maybe she's only like a year older than us, which...
God.
Yeah, one can dream.
Seriously.
Stephanie Tanner.
Yeah.
And she was funny?
She was. Way funnier than Deej.
Well, DJ was the fucking wet blanket of Full House. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Come on.
It's true. And it's. I just couldn't... And Kimmy Gibbler, by the way...
Hater.
She's the worst.
Hater fucking guts.
She's an absolute nightmare.
Kimmy Gibbler might as well be a librarian. That's how much I fucking hate Kimmy Gibbler.
She should have been a librarian.
But come on the original, there was great episodes. Like, what about the episode where Steve Urkel comes to visit? Come on.
That's true.
And then there's...
I did like the fact that TGIF was its own...
Universe?
It was like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It was.
But way lower stakes.
Did Marvel steal from TGIF? That's where
did.
That shit came from?
Yeah, 100%. They're like, oh, they crossed over Step by Step and Family Matters and Full House. So obviously Captain America and Iron Man can live in the same universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's exactly how it went down.
Well, then there was also the episode where Kirk Cameron comes to visit.
True.
Kirk Cameron plays their cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And him and DJ used to be super tight. Now he's older and he wants to go play sports and with Uncle Jesse and Joey. And the Joey one is what really, like, now that I think about, like, plot hole wise, I think Joey living there is like, what the fuck? Where'd he come from? You know? Like, I know he's like this, like, failed stand up comic in both real life and the show, but, like, there's. Does nobody think it's weird? Like, I've never been to San Francisco, so I know that it's a very, like, forward-thinking place. And, you know, I know that it's, like, a real melting pot and stuff. But nobody was like, come on.
Nobody raised a hand and been like, listen, Dave Coulier, I'm going to need you to not be here
like,
for this.
Nobody goes, like, oh, you go on one date a year? Like, what's up with you, Joey? Come on, man. You got a good personality. What the fuck is up? Like, when Danny starts dating his temporary co-host, Vicky, she doesn't come over and be like, Danny, who the fuck is this guy living in your basement, man?
Weird basement troll.
Yeah.
Dave.
Plot. There are, I will tell you, there are plot holes galore
in
Full House.
To be fair, that's the 90s and TGIF in general. There was, I mean, like, the little, I mean, Family Matters, too. Like, what, the little daughter go into a time warp?
Oh, people just, it's true. Family Matters just had people disappear.
Yeah.
People just left.
We still don't know what happened to original Aunt Viv. Taken over by the pod people.
They kicked her off, well, she had a big problem with Will Smith.
She did.
To
this day.
Still hates him.
Yeah.
Was really throwing some shade with this whole Oscar ban thing.
I loved it.
Told him that she saw the movie and he just wasn't good. Straight up. The darker Aunt Viv, the original Aunt Viv, was not taking any of Fresh Prince's shit about the Oscars. But Family Matters had the little girl left.
Mm-hmm.
She, the younger sister, she disappeared. Coincidentally, ended up becoming like a crackhead doing pornos, by the way. Then the aunt, Rachel.
Yeah.
She, first of all, it was just Aunt Rachel. Then she had the little kid that looked like Lionel Richie. And then, yo, come on. Think about it. Didn't that kid look like Lionel Richie?
He did.
And then they fucking both, they disappeared.
Yep.
And then then Harriet disappeared.
And it was supposed to be a show about her when it started.
Yeah.
And then once Urkel came out, everyone's useless.
And she left. Like, listen, Harriet, watch the show. You couldn't tell from episode one. Your character's fucking boring, lady. Like, you're a security guard at the newspaper that Larry and Balky work at. Big fucking deal.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to want to watch you. Even Carl's better than you. Like, you do nothing.
Carl's useless.
Yeah. Come on. Carl played a judge like 2 weeks ago on Always Sunny.
I thought he was dead.
No. Nah, that's Uncle Phil.
No, I knew Uncle Phil was dead. Oh, believe me, I have...
The voice of the Shredder.
I was a much bigger fan of Fresh Prince than I was...
I loved Fresh Prince.
Tatiana Ali went to my elementary school.
Did she really?
Yeah, her sister was in my kindergarten class.
Is she older than us or younger?
She's older.
She's got to be older, yeah.
Yeah. Only by like a year or two, though.
And her sister was in your class?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Don't remember. It was kindergarten. I barely remember 20 minutes ago.
How long ago did they... They must have left quick.
Oh, I was in first grade when they were gone. And then by like the second grade was when Fresh Prince...
Do you think her family took a taxi to Bel Air like Fresh Prince did?
It would be super incredible if they did, and really expensive based on
it's a 40,
Long Island taxis.
$4,700 taxi ride to fucking Bel Air.
Yeah, thereabouts. I really just killed the momentum of that one right there tonight.
Oh, we're good. We're
rolling,
good.
rolling, dead.
So let's go back to Deadpool.
Yeah.
Right. So. Shocked that you liked it. I'm shocked. And I'm shocked that you liked it because you have a history of not liking a lot of these comic book movies.
Not a lot of them. I like way more than I dislike.
Yes. No, okay. In fairness, you're right. But, like, some of the ones that you dislike are wildly popular.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It seems to be that all the DC ones have been the ones that you've disliked more.
That's true.
So
after, I mean, I love Dark Knight. Dark Knight's a phenomenal movie.
Right.
Dark Knight Rises is one of the most disappointing things I've ever seen.
Which I love the Dark Knight Rises, but I understand. Also, plot hole central.
Oh, good
Might
Lord.
As well have been called Dark Knight Full House. It's fucking plot holes all over the place, but still, I get it. I like
it. It would have been great if Bane had Urkel's voice.
I listened.
It just dropped Batman. I was like, "Didn't I do that?"
He breaks Batman's back and snorts. I know you don't like it, but I loved Bane's voice.
I like it as a cultural reference point because you could say anything in Bane's voice, and it's really stupid.
Yeah, it's true, but no, that's and you. I know you also did not like. Man of Steel.
Hate.
Not all of it, though.
No, most of it.
You did not like...
I did not like Man of Steel.
Because I know you did not like the ending. And spoiler alert if you haven't seen Man of Steel, but at the very end, he kills General Zod in order to protect a family that General Zod's trying to laser beam. And even I know, and I'm really not a DC Comics fan, like... At all, except for some Batman stuff, because let's face it, I think everybody likes Batman, but I know that one of the tenets of Superman is that he does not kill.
Yeah.
Does not kill, not ever.
You know what, it's not necessarily true, because he's killed, in the comics, he's killed Zod.
Oh, well, thanks. Fuck my whole shit up
right
there.
But here, it's a couple of things that you got to keep in mind. First of all, when he kills there are repercussions. When he killed Zod back in the 80s, it was an alternate universe Zod, and then he spent a year of comic book time out in space because he exiled himself. And I would have had way less of a problem with Superman killing, because I think it was Max Landis, John Landis' son, who's also a screenwriter. He wrote, like, Chronicle.
Okay.
He was talking about it, and I agree with him, where Superman's the adult in a world full of children. So if you're sitting in a room and it's nothing but children, and another adult comes in and goes, hey, by the way, I'm going to kill all these children just because, you're going to do something to stop them. I'm not a big fan of killing people. I try to limit myself to doing it maybe twice a year.
It's a good policy.
You know, I like to take a stand. And but if somebody came in and was like, hey, here's a bunch of children I'm going to murder, unless if you stop me, I'm going to kill the person, even if I've done my two murders for the year. I'll make an exception and do a third.
Yeah, you always have to. There's always got to be an exception to the rule. That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a personal tenet of mine. But the rest of the time, Superman's just breaking everything. People are dying left and right. Superman is the sort of person where if Doomsday is crashing around and he can see somebody's like about to go kill themselves somewhere, he's going to stop and be like, what are you doing? That's just silly. Stop it. I'm Superman. Let's have a hug. And then go back to doing it. He's going to save as many people as he can.
Yeah.
The rest of that movie is basically dedicated to Superman not saving shit. And I'm supposed to believe that four people suddenly are so important to Superman that he's not going to snap, that he's going to just snap this guy's neck and feel super bad about it for 30 seconds and then go make out with Lois Lane in a crater? Kiss my ass. No, yeah. That's not Superman.
You know, the thing that I didn't like about it, and when I was watching it, I didn't even think about, you know, these buildings falling and all these people. But I almost got the feeling like they don't show people in any of these buildings.
Yeah, no, but you see, but there's shots that are like, you know, like when on 9/11 where people are falling out of skyscrapers. You see that shit happening. And there's millions of people that are dead. To me, that, I mean, you have the same problem in Avengers where everybody's, you know, the city is basically destroyed in Age of Ultron, but they take the time to show that they're trying to save people at the same time.
Right.
All Superman's doing is just getting the shit kicked out of him. And speaking of which, how the hell is a guy who's basically never been in a fight before beating a trained military general?
Yeah, especially.
That's also dumb. Yeah,
they have the same powers.
Yeah, even though they've been on Earth for like 45 minutes, it's like, oh, I can fly and shoot heat vision.
Yeah, how is it the
same power level?
Yeah, it took him years to figure that out.
Yeah.
And they figured it out
in 30 seconds. So not only is Superman just dumb, he's super dumb now. It's his new power.
Plot holes.
Yeah. It's all Fuller House, man. Everything.
I got to say, this the Dawn of Justice coming out, I don't know about it.
I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing
it. I am not seeing it.
Come on.
It's 100% true.
Come on.
I if you had told me 10 years ago that I would be more excited for a Guardians of the Galaxy movie that was announced the same day as Batman v Superman, that I would be, now mind you, I've loved Rocket Raccoon forever and Groot, so, you know, I knew who they were, but I was more excited for that than Batman and Superman, who I grew up with as,
yeah,
those were my dudes.
You've said, I remember, you know, years ago, multiple times, that you've said that they were your favorites.
I still enjoy, Superman is, you know, one of my favorite characters, but it's, I can't do anything with him now because DC has no idea what the hell they're doing with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that I'd be more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy than I'd be for Batman v Superman. I'd be more excited for Deadpool and a Deadpool sequel than I would be for Batman v Superman. I would have kicked you in the face and just told you that you were a monster if you'd said that to me. Like, if you put a bet on it, you would have made, like, Apple CEO money. You and Tim Cook would have been hanging out
money
last night and just been like, yo, what's good?
That's the kind of money I'd have if I go back in time.
It's true.
I would invest hard in Apple.
Yeah. Here's $100 for my 50 shares that'll split 900 times. Yeah, no, it's just so, Batman v Superman looks so not good.
So I read an article about it. There was some, and I don't know if it's true or what, some rumor that, you know, a guy saw the screener of it and then just kind of released all the information that he's got about it. And again, I don't know if it's true or not. Some of the stuff that they say is, it sounds pretty cool. Like, I actually think that the character I look forward to most in that movie, and I never thought I would think this, is Aquaman.
Ugh.
But it's because the actor that plays Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I love him from Game of Thrones. He's in the first season of Game of Thrones. I don't know if either, you know.
I've seen one episode of Game of Thrones.
So he's in the.
Got a real weird story about Game of Thrones.
We'll get.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So he's in the first season of Game of Thrones, and his character is great. And supposedly in this, he's brutal. Like, it's great, great fight scenes.
Yeah.
Which that might be cool. That might be cool to see. And I like the actor that plays him and stuff. I'm not that keen on Henry Cavill.
No.
As Superman. Definitely don't know how I feel about Ben Affleck playing Batman. I like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, me too.
And from the trailers and whatnot, it seems like it might be all right. You know, who knows? But I don't like the Wonder Woman casting.
Yeah, that I have less of a problem with.
I just personally don't think it's that great. And, you know, supposedly there's going to be, you're going to have other folks in there, other Justice League members in there. But the truth is, I don't really know anything about the Justice League. You know, I don't know any of their history. So for me, I'm a little bit, I don't know. I'm not super excited about it.
Super excited. See what you did there.
I did that on purpose.
I liked it. Made my heart go fump fump.
Because you hate the movie.
It was a real
you like when I
flash of excitement that I had there.
See?
Get it?
I got it.
That's what I was trying to get towards. And Dave made a pun about Green Lantern that nobody heard.
That's all right. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah. Now that movie is just going to be a pile of And I mean, I actually have less of a problem of Ben Affleck being Batman than I did initially. Well, I mean, he kind of sort of looks the part. He's a good enough actor that he could definitely do it. You know, Daredevil notwithstanding. And
he didn't single-handedly ruin that movie.
He did not. No. No.
That movie was garbage all around.
It's also something like, 14 years later? He's grown a little as an actor.
Yeah.
You know, just a scooch.
I feel like that movie was just made because of how big of a star he was then.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's just make him this guy. We'll throw 90 minutes of shit together and people will go see because it's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking making Elektra.
Ugh.
That movie was awful.
And I love Jennifer Garner in horrible, horrible ways, and even I hate that movie.
Yeah. She's actually in... And one of my all-time favorite movies.
13 Going on 30?
Absolutely.
One of the best. One of the best movies.
Six degreesing this one, who's in it with her? None other but the Hulk.
The Hulk and Gollum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is also in the Age of Ultron.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. It's Claw. That's right. Yeah.
It's Claw.
Yeah.
Although they don't say that he's Claw.
No.
But he looks fucking exactly like Claw and gets his hand chopped off.
Right, which is how he ends up being Claw.
Yeah.
Which I found the Oscars last night. You had Captain America and Black Panther doing a presentation, and then Claw came out immediately after. I was like, that's good that they separated him, or else it would have been real weird.
Who's playing Black Panther?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
I can't. I feel like I know him, but I can't remember what he's been in.
Yeah. I have had that problem basically all day.
It's true.
Chadwick Boseman. Apparently he's in Gods of Egypt. Must be the one black guy in Gods of Egypt. If you're going to talk about, like, you know, oh, hey, Hollywood is lacking diversity, let's set a movie in Egypt and just make it just white as the fresh fallen snow. Oh, my God.
And honestly, it looks awful.
Yeah,
it does. It looks awful.
It does. He was also Jackie Robinson in 42.
Oh, that's right. That's where I remember.
James Brown in Get On Up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that movie, but I remember reading that.
And he was also Derek Taylor on ER for one episode.
I haven't watched ER since my mom used to make me when I was a little kid. Like, I was allowed to stay up past my bedtime, but it would only be like on a Thursday to watch ER with my mom.
That's got to be the most disappointing reward ever.
It was terrible.
That's like saying, here you go, kids. You can stay up to watch CSI Cyber on Sundays.
Yeah, no. It was fucking terrible. And it's not so much that I had to stay up with my mom. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, but it was, I will tell you, it was solely watching ER. That show is fucking awful.
Yeah.
And that was like back in the day when like George Clooney and Goose and The Good Wife were on it and stuff, you know?
It's true.
But yeah, I know so much about seasons 1 through 3 of ER because I had to stay up and watch it with my mom. The lengths that kids will go through to not go to bed at night is crazy.
It's true.
I must have been like grade school age. Like elementary school, watching fucking a drama about emergency room doctors just to not go to bed. What a waste of time. If I would have known how valuable sleep would have been. I would never have seen an episode of ER. Noah Wiley was also on it.
That's true.
Shout out to Noah Wiley.
You know what Noah Wiley's on now?
No idea.
The Librarians.
There's a show called The Librarians? Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's about magical librarians.
That sounds so fucking stupid.
It's pretty much one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It sounds so stupid. What channel is this on? Like
it's PBS? It's on TNT.
It's on. Oh, they know drama.
They do know drama.
Must be good. It must be good.
The only way it could be better is if it was on USA, because that's where characters are welcome.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Like characters like that guy from Burn Notice. So which one is Rizzoli and Isles on?
Rizzoli and Isles is on TNT.
So is that how you end up seeing The Librarians? Do you like doze off during the end of Rizzoli and Isles?
That's happened, yeah.
Which one is Rizzoli?
Rizzoli is the lady who is on...
Which one's Angie Harmon?
Angie Harmon, that's the one I'm thinking of.
That's Rizzoli?
Yeah, that's Rizzoli.
Isles is real good looking.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, Angie Harmon's good looking too.
Dr. Moira Isles, one of the greatest people on the planet.
You love that show.
I really do, and unironically, it's kind of horrifying.
What, do you watch other TNT or USA shows?
I do. Not USA shows. I don't watch many USA shows.
I can't even.
What's a USA show?
Psych?
Psych was a USA show. Friends now, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's
USA
and Netflix.
I thought it was on
Netflix.
TBS.
It could be. I mean, there's... You could turn on the TV at any point in the day and get either a Law & Order SVU, Friends, or Seinfeld rerun.
Oh, my God.
No matter what day.
Law & Order is everywhere.
It's true. Well, when you've done 97 seasons of just... You know, explaining creepy crap to Ice-T.
Yeah. Here's this week's hot tips on how to be a fucking child molester. That's what Law and Order boils down to for me, basically. It's almost like watching House Hunters for pedophiles. You know, like people watch DIY Network, but if you want to go out and rape somebody, you're like, oh, let me get this Law and Order, figure out how to get away with this rape.
Let me see all the mistakes they made so that I, too, don't make those same mistakes.
I never got that. Does nobody point that out?
I don't know.
Does nobody got the network go, maybe this is a bad idea to give all these psychopaths fucking information on how to commit crimes? I'm the only one that thinks that?
No, you're not.
Terrible.
I mean, you're the only one that's openly saying it.
Oh, I think it. But, I certainly believe it.
Yeah, no. What else is on there?
White Collar.
White Collar, good show. Love that show.
That the guy on White Collar.
Which one?
White Collar, whatever the fuck his name is. What's the guy's name? What's White Collar's name?
Oh, God, it's been forever.
The crook.
Yeah, Neil something.
The guy is ridiculously good looking.
Matt Bomer is the guy who plays him.
Yes.
Plays Neil.
What else is he? What else
Neil
has
Caffrey,
done?
That was the name. And Peter Burke was
Bomer,
the
Bomer, right?
Yeah, Matt Bomer.
What else has he done?
He has also done a lot of serious movies like Magic Mike XXL.
Ah.
Haven't seen
it.
I mean, it was one of the greatest movies of 2015. I didn't see it, so...
I didn't see it. I didn't even know... I mean, I know it existed because it was all over the place.
Yeah. He was on Chuck. I remember that.
He didn't play... No, he,
no,
didn't,
he didn't play Chuck. That was Zachary Levi. He played Bryce Larkin. And apparently, this will be really exciting for you, he was on Guiding Light.
Soap opera?
Yeah. Don't act like you don't know what guiding light is.
Yeah, no, I was just making sure. It's not one of the popular ones.
No, it's on CBS. Why do I know that? I don't know. Yeah, but I know that...
Is it one of like the, is that one of like the real old ones too? That's one of the ones that's been on for like 70 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been at least 25 minutes.
That's a long time.
That is.
You threw me there. Like 25 minutes. You realize that's not that long, right?
I saw you thinking it too. That's why I was looking at you like.
Yeah, I was thinking through that one.
Yeah,
you really caught me. Well, all I was saying was that dude is extremely, extremely good looking.
Oh yeah, no, he's ridiculous. It actually makes me angry how good looking he is.
That's what part of me is like, what the fuck is this dude doing on White Collar? Like, he can't land. Is he that bad of an actor?
No. White Collar was a great show. I love that show.
I don't really trust any of the originals on those channels.
Listen, White Collar, great.
I know.
What was the one with Tony Shalhoub?
Monk.
Monk, thank you. I don't know why I'm brain farting.
Monk won
on all
a
this.
Whole bunch of awards. And
it's true.
I remember he won Although Best Actor a whole bunch of
times. The
first,
like, 3 seasons of Monk is just horrible.
Wow.
It's very Fuller House.
It's...
Not plot holes wise, I mean quality wise.
Quality wise?
Yeah.
No Stephanie Tanner.
No Stephanie Tanner.
It really misses something.
The Stephanie Tanner came in, like, at season 3 when they got rid of the original nurse, and then the good-looking nurse came in. I was like, yeah, what's
okay.
going on?
Either way. So they have, like, 400 shows, and you've named 3 that are... fucking watchable. That's a pretty low batting average, if you ask
listen,
me.
Listen, Major Crimes is awful, but I still watch it.
What's Major Crimes?
Major Crimes is another show on, I think that's TNT.
What is it? Is it Law and Order ripoff?
Do you remember the show The Closer? You probably don't, because it was on basic cable.
Oh,
and
with,
it was not
Kira Sedgwick?
Yeah, I didn't watch that show. I hated that show. Okay. But this was the spinoff. This was after Kira Sedgwick was like, nope, I'm out. They brought in a new thing. It was like, hey, let's just rename this show. Get another 90 years out of it.
So it's basically the same?
It's the exact same thing.
Wow.
They just recast Aunt Viv, but changed
the
name.
Other characters
are all the same, as far as I know.
If you played Johnny on The Closer, you now play Johnny on Major Crimes?
That's my understanding.
It's called?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was actually exactly what it was called.
You know that a show is good when they can change the title and nobody notices.
What I love about those shows, though, is that because they're on TNT, which has no FCC regulations, at least 3 times... each episode, they say shit. And, like, really just hammered home. Like, they just dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah,
like,
I noticed that about
this
FXX
stuff,
too.
This is some bullshit. Look, I said shit.
Yeah.
Oh, can't do nothing.
They really, like, hit that hard because
they
it's,
do.
Like, the one curse they can say.
And it always comes out, like, of completely left field and just feels weird.
Well, why can't they say fuck?
Because just basic cable regulations from, like, you know, the standards practices people.
That sucks.
Yeah, they just don't want to get yelled at. They could do it. They choose not to.
I honestly feel like all the original programming on those two networks and TBS, garbage. I'm just trying to think about it. Like those comedies on TBS.
Horrible.
Do you remember? It was like last year. They must have churned out 14 or 15 different comedies, and they were all just shit. Like just terrible.
Yeah.
They were terrible. Like Steve Byrne had that show where he owned the bar.
Yeah.
Owen Benjamin was on it.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it because it lasted 47
right.
seconds. Yeah.
Owen Benjamin was good on it. He was actually funny on the show. But the show was so bad.
Yeah, well, that's TBS is not good.
Oh, my God. And I forget their tagline has funny in it.
Yeah, very funny.
Oh, not at all. Very inaccurate. TBS, very inaccurate. Because that show was not funny.
Yeah, you jump between that and just reruns of Big Bang Theory, and it's just
horrendous.
Yeah,
you can only take so much of that. That show was good for about a week.
30 seconds of Big Bang Theory is about all I can
take. God.
I do not like that show.
You know, there was also a show about like these 4 guys that worked together. Another forgettable.
Oh, with the guy from Pitch Perfect. He was in that one.
I didn't see.
Yeah. No, I just remember them being like, hey,
well, you know who's in it?
He's a Pitch Perfect guy.
The guy from that 70s show, Masterson.
I never got into that 70s show.
Yeah. He was on it. He played Hyde on that 70s show, and he was on this sack of garbage that TBS put on for like 12 episodes. I'm trying to think what else is it. I would hate it because TBS would like line up a ton of really good shows and like squeeze one of their originals in the middle. You know, you'd be homesick from work. TBS during the day, like you wake up, Saved by the Bell was first on. Then you had the Fresh Prince come on. You know, a couple of good shows, and you would see, you know, you would check the guide, and like off in the distance, you see that Home Improvement, a known favorite of mine, is coming on in Big 2 hours. And like in that hour in between Fresh Prince and Home Improvement is like Tyler Perry's House of Pain. And you're like, fuck, like, what am I supposed to do for this hour? This crap is on. Or worse, Meet the Browns came on. God, that show was awful.
I'm actually looking at TBS's lineup right now. See, I mean, Angie Tribeca is supposed to be good. I haven't seen that yet.
What is it?
Angie Tribeca. It's executive produced by Steve Carell and his wife, Mrs. Nancy Steve Carell.
Is it Nancy Waltz?
Could be.
I don't know.
I'm apparently not remembering shit.
You've seen the 40-year-old virgin, right?
I have.
The therapist who asks, is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yeah.
The therapist, that's his wife.
All right.
I know you're not an Office fan, but she played his girlfriend for a few episodes on The Office, too.
Wow, you can watch Two Broke Girls and Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Two Broke Girls is not nearly as bad as Big Bang Theory.
No, but it's still not good.
Still not good.
No.
But those two broke girls are actually attractive, both of them.
They are, yes.
Which one do you like better?
I kind of have a thing for it's Kat Dennings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fucking pervert. I know what you're getting at.
What are you talking about?
She's got a fuller house, if you know what I'm talking about.
Actually, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with her being in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Is that what...
And I enjoyed that one. Michael Cera.
Yeah, he's so whiny.
He is. He's my least favorite part of that movie, but...
He is good, though, at what he does.
Yeah.
He's a one-trick pony, but he's damn fine at it.
It's a good trick.
His best movie, though, is This Is the End.
That's true. I love that movie.
For him, it's This Is the End.
Yeah.
I think the best movie that he's in is Superbad, but...
Yeah.
His best role is as himself in This Is the End.
Yes, 100%.
Great. And he smacks Rihanna's ass, she smacks him in the face. Fucking beautiful.
It's a good movie. He was also good in the Bill Murray Christmas special.
Didn't see it.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, it was beautiful. Real weird. Everything you'd wish Bill Murray would do.
Yeah, people like really love Bill Murray. I just don't have the same appreciation.
Ooh, we're going to have a fight.
No, let me tell you. Let me explain. I love Bill Murray.
Okay.
But I love Bill Murray for Ghostbusters.
Yes.
For Caddyshack.
True.
I even love What About Bob. I
agree to disagree.
I loved him in that movie.
When I saw What About Bob, I was not of the age to actually appreciate it.
Gotcha.
And also, I had no idea why the hell I was there, and it turned out that there was a showing of The Rocketeer immediately attached to it after.
Okay.
And that's why my parents brought me, and I'm just sitting there being like, I could be home playing video games. This movie
sucks.
Yeah,
that's super, it was that's a super real, odd movie combination.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Two very different demographics.
Like, yeah.
Why would they double up What About Bob and The Rocketeer?
It makes perfect sense.
I hated
synergy.
The Rocketeer also.
Oh.
Just so you know. Just so you know.
Hurts. Hurts my soul. I love that movie.
Yeah?
It's great.
I don't know. Maybe I have to go back and see it again. I only watched it the one time, but I always remembered that I wasn't like a huge fan of it.
No, it's great.
But I will also say this.
Go ahead.
My taste in movies is awful.
That's true.
It's awful.
You're not good at it.
I'm not.
No.
It's absolutely awful. Like, I'll tell you this. You know what movie I loved? It might be my favorite movie of 2015, barring superhero movies, because I love superhero movies.
I'm afraid.
I'll give you one guess. I don't want to drag this out, but I'm going to give you one guess.
When did Ride Along 2 come out?
It's not Ride Along 2, but you're not far off.
I know you love Kevin Hart.
You're not far off. He is in the movie.
Oh, no. Not Get Hard.
No, that was 14.
No, that was last year.
Are you sure?
Almost certain.
Then it's not. I actually haven't seen that.
Okay. That's surprising for you.
I know. I even have it. I just haven't seen it.
You own it, but you haven't seen it. The Wedding Ringer.
Absolutely. Ding, 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 ding.
I remember you telling me that you wanted to see that movie.
Did you see it?
No, because I have self-respect.
That's a fucking unfair statement. That movie's great.
Is it?
Yeah. It's great. It's not getting...
Josh Gad was in it. Okay.
And do you not like Josh
Gad? I love
Gad?
Josh Gad.
You have to like Josh Gad.
I do like Josh Gad.
If you didn't like Josh Gad, it would break my heart.
No.
Because I feel like you two would be best friends.
I think we would be best friends outside, as long as we can never acknowledge that he was in Pixels.
I don't think he's pushing to acknowledge that either.
No, probably not.
Although he's in a movie that I love with someone that you hate.
You're gonna have to narrow
the Rocker.
Who's in that?
Rain.
Ugh. On that note, why don't we wrap this up for this particular hour, since we're like there.
All right, I think we could do that. Take a little break.
Take a little breaksy doodle.
So how do we wrap up?
I'm just gonna look you lovingly, and then Dave's just gonna. Yeah, I know. it wouldn't work on radio, but fortunately, I don't think anybody's going to care.
Yeah. How does it work on podcasts? Because we're not even on the radio.
Usually some, like if this was WTF, Mark Maron would start screaming about Boomer being alive. But I'm not going to steal that because that's his cat.
Yeah, we can't steal that.
No. Or if it was Nerdist, it would be just enjoy your burrito. And I do enjoy every burrito I've had.
Not everyone.
Well, that's true.
I don't enjoy everyone.
No.
You know what I didn't enjoy is the quesarito. Don't like it.
What's a quesarito?